Welcome to 2 Minute Drill, the first pitch-only show that features entrepreneurs from all walks of life competing each week for more than $50,000 in cash and prizes. Hosted by legendary entrepreneur, sports executive, and investor David Meltzer, 5 contestants have just 2 minutes to deliver their most convincing pitch ever. Who will fold under the pressure and who will thrive?
Having an additional 9 or 10 seconds to get this message out, that's a terrible waste.
I think it was not as authentic as it could have been.
After the 5 pitches are complete, the judges will deliberate to decide our champion.
You check really most of the boxes, almost all the boxes. Life and business are like a puzzle.
Will they rise to the occasion?
You have set the bar very high for other people.
Will they blow away the judges?
Wow.
Will they be crowned champion? David Meltzer hosts 2 Minute Drill. Our featured judges include self-made millionaire entrepreneurs that have pitched their way to scale multiple 9-figure companies and brands. Joni Rogers-Conte is the founder and CEO of Synergens, an award-winning entrepreneur, philanthropist, author, and cosmetics industry titan. In 20 years, Joni went from a single mother with $7 to the CEO of a billion-dollar cosmetics brand. Joni introduced and patented long-lasting color cosmetics, which changed the course of the entire industry. Rory Cataya is a serial tech entrepreneur who sold his first tech startup for more than $200 million. Now CEO of NASDAQ-listed Verb Technology Company, he's disrupting the sales software industry. Jason Waller has his company, Power Home Solar, on the path of becoming a billion-dollar business. His serial entrepreneurial success has come with a college education or generational wealth, and he uses naysayers as fuel to prove them wrong. This 2019 Ernst & Young Entrepreneur of the Year Southeast Award winner has further turned haters into fans by educating others about his journey through his podcast called True Underdog, which has earned a top 3 ranking among Apple entrepreneurship podcasts, and through his new book, Own Your Power, which already has reached bestseller status on Amazon, The Wall Street Journal, and USA Today. Our next contestant is Patty Post, founder and CEO of Checkable Medical.
My company is Checkable Medical, and I've been running the business for 2 years, and we bring rapid diagnostics through the FDA process for over-the-counter clearance to allow consumers to diagnose common symptoms from the comforts of home. I was a medical device and clinical research executive, but I founded the company as a mother of 3 that was extremely frustrated with my kids always having to go to the doctor to check for strep. I want to be on the show because it's a great opportunity to bring awareness to what we're doing and validation that what we're doing will meet the market needs.
Patty, your 2 minutes start now.
Let's face it, the U.S. healthcare system isn't just fragmented, it's broken. It's hard to navigate, it's cumbersome, and it's extremely expensive. Hi, I'm Patty Post, mother of 3 and founder and CEO of Checkable Medical. I was a medical device executive and clinical research executive, but it was as a mother of 3 with kids that were plagued with sore throat that I came up with Checkable Medical. Sore throats are the number one reason why parents bring school-aged children into the doctor. In fact, all of us go into the doctor for sore throats. 80 million visits a year are brought into the doctor for sore throats. And 75% of the time, it's absolutely unnecessary because we have a viral infection. The thing is, strep can only be diagnosed in a clinic using a rapid strep test, and it can only be treated with an antibiotic prescribed by a doctor. So we're changing that with the first ever FDA-cleared at-home rapid strep platform. Here's how it will work. Buy a rapid strep test from your local pharmacy or online. Bring it home and scan the QR code where you'll access our digital platform for training and education on how to collect the sample, how to run the test. And if it's positive, you see one of our physicians for a prescription that we'll send to your neighborhood pharmacy for you to pick up. It's the difference between at being late by 30 minutes or missing a half a day of work. Here's our total addressable market. It's $153 billion. Telemedicine is a $109 billion opportunity with consumer diagnostics at $45 billion. We plan to have 1.9 billion a serviceable addressable market by converting 20 million strep throat visits into the home by selling our tests for $29.99 for a pack of two. We'll be available at national retailers online and on Amazon. Change how you check for strep at home with Checkable Medical.
I just gotta have to use Jason's, you know, expression. What is it?
Bam.
Bam. Bam. I mean, super bam, right? Yeah, I mean, wow. You just set the bar. I mean, I there's nothing for me to even say. I can go down all the boxes that you checked for me, and you checked all of them right across the board. I think this is fantastic. This is something I would invest in. I think all of us probably would. For this sure. is a home run. Absolutely. Congratulations. Anything that we could do to be helpful, we're there. Reach out.
Thank you so much.
This is going to be more popular than the COVID test that you can go into CVS.
The COVID test
buy.
Doesn't work all the time. Yeah. That's the problem. This probably does.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I
thank you.
Okay, hate to be the bearer. Well,
yeah, that's fine. Skip me. That's okay.
No, I thought you were disagreeing. You're so agreeable.
I'm not disagreeing. I thought she is patch. She is a pitch person, Patty. That's going to be the name, pitch person, right? Because you dropped the mic, you got the bam from Rory. That was exciting. You hit the cost, what is $29.99. You hit, you know, the addressable market. I got four kids. They're out all the time. They call out for everything. Like I think my 23-year-old doesn't even want to work because she, you know, says she's sick all the time. So if I had this, I could be like, look, maybe you need to go to work. I don't want to pay your bills anymore. So go to work. And, you know, I can figure that out without her having to go to the doctors. But I thought it was a great pitch, great business, great job, Patty.